One thing I've learned after all these years, you're gonna save yourself a whole lot of tears. Don't try to figure out who was wrong and who was right. Got to move along, baby. Let's ride. You got to roll with the punches. Yeah, you got to go with the flow.
You gotta roll with the punches. Hi, everybody. Your old friend Mike Houlihan here with Hibernian Radio. Welcome back to the show. So glad you're all here. Once again, we're here at Lizzie McNeil's. We're brought to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal and Mike Haggerty Buick GMC Volkswagen. Thanks to them for being our presenting sponsors. And just last January, we started this new show. And what the show is basically about is I've always been into Irish mythology and my quest to find a more modern version of the Irish mythological giants. I looked to the Irish police, firefighters, and paramedics. These are the heroes of our time, fighting in a war that never ends, risking their lives for the safety and well-being of us and our families. So that's what this new show, Hibernian Radio, is going to try to do. Try to uncover the oral history and stories of our mythical Irish heroes and warriors. And in the last 7 weeks, We've had some great police, firefighters, paramedics on the show, and we're going to continue. But tonight we have two very special guys. Joe Ahern, the CEO of the 100 Club. Mike Maher, the president of the 100 Club. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Hooli.
And Joe, you inspired me to do this, and I want to thank you for that. And just saw you, a couple weeks ago at the City Club. That was great.
Yeah, thank you for being there.
So give us a little thumbnail. What's the 100 Club all about?
Well, the 100 Club's been around, Hooli, for 52 years. And when a police officer or firefighter is killed in the line of duty, we give the widow in Cooker Lake County $50,000. And then we send all the kids to college.
That's true.
And over the last 52 years, we've given away over $11 million.
Wow.
And we've had 270 families that have, you know, gone through this terrible tragedy.
200 and how many?
270.
Wow.
And so it's a little more than an average of five a year.
Holy cow.
And right now we have 30 kids in college. Right now. Yeah. 30 kids in college are all sons and daughters of police officers and firefighters who have paid the ultimate sacrifice.
Yeah.
And in the last 13 months, we've had 7 line of duty deaths, and which added another 12 people. So that's 77 kids coming up in the future. So 107 that we will be covering with college education in the future. And that's why, thanks to you having us on your radio station, that we're able to get the word out and have people help us, and so that we can continue to do our mission.
Absolutely, and everybody's behind you on that. Blue lives matter, right?
That sure it does.
And if they want to donate, they can just go to 100club.com or org.org.
100clubchicago.org.
100clubchicago.org. Throw them some dough. Good cause. So how did you get involved, Joe? I mean, you've been on the show many times, but I want to remind everybody.
Well,
how did it all start?
I think it was God ordained, Hooli.
Yeah, sure.
You know, my grandfather was a police officer. I grew up in Philadelphia, and so I grew up in a family that really revered the police officers and what they go through every day. And so I had a long career in the media. You know, I spent almost 40 years in the television business. I'm a recovering television executive now. And so I'm trying to get into heaven, and
God bless you.
And so that's what we're doing. And but it's been a blessing to serve all these families. All you have to do is deliver one check, Hooli, and you know that you're doing the right thing. It really is a blessing to be able to serve all these families.
Joe's led our organization for 8 years. I always describe it. 8 years ago, he got a soul.
He got in. He was in show business.
Exactly. He was a ruthless television executive, and he finally got a soul.
How about you,
Mike?
How did you get involved?
My day job, I'm with McHugh Construction. I'm an executive with McHugh Construction. But much like Joe, my grandfather was a Chicago policeman, and six of his brothers were all policemen.
Oh, wow.
And my father wanted to be a policeman, and his father wouldn't let him be one. So I've always I also revere the police and fire, and one of my close to the family, they call them uncles, was Jim Rochford back in the 70s was the police superintendent.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So it's always been a special part of my family, and this being on the board with the 100 Club is truly like one of the most important things I've done in my life. This is really, really fulfilling and rewarding.
All you have to do is deliver one check, and you realize how important this mission is for these families.
And you know, we have a lot of, well, we have a lot of police and fire on the show, and as soon as I mention the 100 Club, their faces light up, and they're very, very appreciative of the whole thing.
Well, we're appreciative of all that you do, Huli. I know you've been a champion for our law enforcement, our firefighters, as long as I've known you, and God bless you for doing it.
I actually have a funny story about that. I don't know if I've told this on the air before, but when I was 20, I was kind of a miscreant, and I had been kicked out of college, and I figured I'll become a cop, right? Because my two uncles were cops, and I took the police test. I was number 11 on the test, and over the summer, I was supposed to go into the police academy in the fall, and over the summer, it was 1968, and I took some college courses at the Circle campus.
Quiet year.
Yeah, and turned into a hippie, you know. So the morning of the first registration day at the police academy, I'd been out pretty late the night before, and my dad yanks me out of bed around 9 o'clock. I was supposed to be there at 7, and I'm all hungover, and he goes, "What the heck? Get down here! You're supposed to be at the police academy!" So I drive down there, and I got long hair, smell like booze, and I did. They looked at me and went, "You!" And they grabbed me by the and they put me up in front of everybody. Nobody show up like this jerk the first day and everything. They brutalized me. And so I get home. I'm like exhausted. And my dad's waiting at the kitchen table. "Well, how did it go?" I said, "I'm not doing that." You can see the steam come on. "What?" I said, I think I'm going to become an actor. My dad goes, "John Wilkes Booth was a actor." I never forgot that. But you know what? I'd have a pension now or not, you know, but I have a lot of respect for police officers, and it's the war that never ends. So who was the, you know, we had a guy on here just last week. He was a diver. He's a police diver. He was on the dive when
Juan Busio.
Yep. And he was down there looking for him.
Yeah.
You remember he told us? He said
that was Memorial Day.
Yes, it was Memorial Day weekend. It was bad, he said. So that's probably the most recent one, right?
He had two sons, Jacob and Joshua. And,
wow.
They're
11 and 9 years old.
Young boys, and they're part of the 77 that will be there in the future. You know, just in Cook and Lake County, Julie, there are 45,000 first responders. When you include all the state, local, federal law enforcement, police and fire,
44,000,
45,000, okay. And all the municipalities.
Yeah.
God forbid one gets killed, we're there, and we're there forever to help them.
Yeah. Now, who started the 100 Club?
Well, it started out in Detroit, Michigan. A Pontiac car dealer read about a police officer who had been shot and killed. This is 1951.
Mm-hmm.
And the widow was going to lose her home. This Pontiac car dealer paid off her mortgage, paid off all of her debt.
Wow.
And then a month later, another police officer tragically got shot again. This is all in Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah.
And he and a friend of his reached out to two friends. One was a furniture dealer, one had a pharmacy, and said, "We got to help these families." And so they reached out to 100 people. And that's how the name The 100 Club came about.
They went out and said, "We'll get 100 people and have them all kick in."
Yeah, and so now there's about 125 100 Club chapters around the world, around the country.
Yeah.
And they're not affiliated really with one another, but all pretty much with the same, you know, mission to help police officers and firefighter families who have paid the ultimate sacrifice.
I'm proud to say that we actually probably provide the most benefits of any of the clubs.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Which
that's
is really...
Are you probably one of the biggest? One in New York?
There isn't.
Wow, that's unusual.
There isn't. In fact, when those two police officers got killed in 2014, I had reached out to Superintendent McCarthy and said...
Gary McCarthy.
Yeah, and I wanted to try and help them, but they didn't have one. They had one in Buffalo, New York, but they didn't have one there.
Yeah.
They had another... You know, organization that helped police officers and firefighters, but not 100 Club, but they certainly need one everywhere.
Sure, And I forget what I was going to ask. I get so sad thinking about these. Oh, the two guys with the train.
Yeah. Martin Malejo and Gary.
The two officers.
Yep.
They couldn't hear it or whatever, and they stepped right in front of a train. And,
yeah.
Wow.
That's where the shot spotter, you know, this is technology that is to assist the police officers, but it put them in, you know, right there.
Yeah.
When it was happening, and then they confronted him. And the guy ran up onto the train tracks. They were facing him going south. They saw a train coming northbound, but they didn't realize there was a train coming from this, you know, southbound.
Officer Gary had a 14-month-old baby, if I recall, Officer Marmolejo had three children, a 15-year-old daughter from Mother Macaulay, who spoke at the funeral, who was amazing, strong, and then I think 11 and 9 or something, roughly.
You know, also, and this is one of the things I asked Eddie Johnson about at your City Club appearance, there seems to be, first of all, an anti-cop culture in effect these days, which I think is abhorrent, and I don't know where that comes from, but it ain't good.
Well, if I can correct you on that, Julie, just because I hear that from people that I think are somewhat uninformed, because you hear that from the media, and I like to tell people, if you don't have any open warrants, you don't have any felony arrest, and you're a law-abiding citizen, you'd love the police department.
Yeah.
You want the police department to
it's
be there.
It's the bad
there,
guys
and
that don't like them. Yeah.
It's the bad guys that don't like them.
Yeah.
And so I think the police, and frankly, I think the media is not always entirely fair with our police officers. They're
No, they're not at all.
And I wish they were, because all you have to do is go out with the police officer one night and realize what they face every day.
Yeah.
I mean, just in one, you know, 8-hour shift, they're facing the worst of humanity in many, many nights.
And in Chicago, it seems the psychic tragedy is many of the police officers who committed suicide. It's the trauma, the stress, and everything else.
Yeah.
Just being here in Chicago. How do you guys deal with that? I mean, is there any way you can help with that?
I wish we could. I mean, you wish you could do everything.
Yeah.
You know, frankly, we want to be able to maintain this mission for the long haul.
Sure.
I mean, we've been around for 52 years, and there's a finite amount of money. Frankly, we hope that everyone would donate to the 100 Club. We have probably, you know, 4 or 5 million people within a 75-mile radius of Chicago.
And you know, folks, you don't realize $20, $50, $100 all makes a difference.
It really does.
You know, and so if you're sitting by the phone right now and you go to the computer and go to 100clubofchicago.org, it's easy, right?
It sure is.
Yeah.
And just go online and 100clubchicago.org and hit the button. You can do it with a credit card or send it via mail.
And tax deductible.
It is
right?
Tax deductible.
Yeah,
that's right.
And hats off to Superintendent Johnson, because he is making a lot more resources available for the rank and file for the psychological stress.
Oh, yeah.
I think he was basically tripling the staff for psychological resources and to make it. It was always something that was frowned upon earlier, and he's really making it part of a culture that it's good to seek help and to get help and ask. And
does it make you weak or anything like
that? He's done a really marvelous job in the last year of trying to turn that image around.
And
I pray it works.
No, I only have good things to say about Superintendent Johnson and the new fire commissioner, Ford.
He was at the luncheon as well.
They have a tough job, and they really are terrific leaders in a very, very tough environment.
Who's the chaplain for the police and fire? Are there different chaplains?
Oh, Father Brandt.
And, oh yeah, the guy from
Father Dan
Nativity.
Brandt.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
he is. He's an extraordinary chaplain. He has the rank and file that respect him so much. He's out there every Wednesday, out until the middle of the night with Bob Montalongo, who is on the chaplain's unit. He also has, I think, 4 or 5 other chaplains. Joe, a minister, and Kimberly, and
Rabbi?
Rabbi Moshe Wolf.
Oh, there's like a whole unit.
And they really do an amazing job, because they're counseling for, you know, you have 12, 13,000 police officers, but all the family members.
Sure.
And they turn to the chaplain to help them.
Now, it's Cook County, Lake County?
Mm-hmm.
And Kane County?
No.
Lake and Cook
County. Lake.
Okay. That's a big area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how that it came up is when we had the 19 firefighters died in that fire in Arizona. That happened about 6-7 years ago.
Yeah.
And I called the Hunter Club president there to just offer our condolences. And she was saying to me, you know, our Hunter Club in Arizona covers the entire state of Arizona. We have 45,000 first responders.
Holy cow.
And so I said, wow, that's a lot of people. And then I checked, and just in Cook and Lake County, because of the density of Cook and Lake County, we have 45,000 first responders, because we cover all state, local, federal law enforcement. And so, you know, the potential liability is tremendous, but thank God we're there, and thank God people donate to us every day.
And you guys are kind of on call all the time, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, you get that phone call, and have you also, Joe, I think you were telling me you'd go on ride-alongs with the police officers and stuff?
Yeah, in fact, Mike has been out with us and to really get a sense of what our police officers and firefighters are experiencing on a day-to-day basis. And all you have to do is go out one night, and you realize that this is the toughest job that you could possibly imagine.
Sure.
I could tell you a quick story. When I was out with Joe, we ended up with, it was midnight in Englewood, and there was a car driving with no lights on.
Yeah.
And so they pulled him over, and Joe and I sat in the back seat to see if it was clear for us to go up. And you have no idea what it's going to be.
Yeah.
And Joe and I sat in the back seat very nervously, and then they waved us. We could come up, and it turned out to be 4 transvestites that were high as a kite. That would have never been on there. That's what I would have bet on. It was something else. And the police said, you know, this isn't something that's real important. We're gonna
introduce you.
We're going to let you guys go and just turn on your lights and drive safe.
Wow.
You get to see a lot. When
I can imagine.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a little break here on Hibernian Radio. We'll come back and wrap it up with you guys right after these messages from our friends.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero, or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself no. It's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000. 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
And we're back on Hibernian Radio. We're sitting here with the great Joe Ahern and the equally great Mike Maher from the 100 Club of Chicago, telling us some tales. And Mike, you brought up an interesting fact, is when, because you're meeting these families at their lowest point.
Yeah, it's very, very, very emotional and very sad. And I've been with Joe in the emergency room at University of Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
And waiting. And it's awful because we are seeing the absolute worst time of these people's lives. And at the same time, there's a lot of good things that come out of this. And we recently, Joe and I, participated in the dedication of Michael Flisk Avenue at 101st and Artesian, or was it 100th and Artesian.
Okay.
And to be out there, and Officer Flisk was killed 8 years ago for just a senseless.
He got shot in the head or something.
Got
right?
shot in the head, yeah. Evidence technician,
yeah.
And over a car stereo.
Yep, wow.
And it was just ridiculous that this even occurred. But to see how much that family has developed in 8 years was really rewarding. And they specifically mentioned how important Joe and the 100 Club has been, because
I remember his daughter Peg was in the Queen's Court for the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Peg was probably, what, Joe, 14 when it happened?
No, she was 18, was actually going into Marquette University, and that's when I reached out to Loyola, and she wanted to move back to Chicago, I reached out to Father Mike Garanzini, who was the president of Loyola.
Yeah.
And that was the first check that I delivered, and I asked Father Garanzini if he would be able to provide a full scholarship for Peg. And he said, I'll tell you what, I'll give you two full scholarships.
Wow.
And then he reached out to Reverend Holtzschneider at DePaul.
Yeah.
And Reverend Holtzschneider matched it, and then we had the St. Xavier, Dominican, and Benedictine. And now we have 24 colleges and universities plus three law schools that are all giving
That's
scholarships.
Great.
About $4 million in scholarship funds. But what Mike was alluding to with Peg is that, you know, we were there when she eulogized her dad.
Yes.
And it was the most powerful, emotional moment I think I've ever experienced.
Yeah.
And then to see her graduate and go to law school and to be there with the family when they're celebrating her, you're there at the worst and the best of their times.
Yeah.
And to be a part of that is really powerful, very, very rewarding. And now Brian Flisk, the youngest son, is at the police academy.
Oh, is he really?
Mm-hmm.
Graduate of St. Ambrose, played rugby down there,
came out
of school, and now he's in the police academy.
Yeah.
But it really, I think one of the things that I've seen is that there are generations of families, a lot of Irish families of generations that continue to give back to our community to make it a better and safer place to live. And we have to remember that.
Absolutely. That's what this show is all about. And the Irish cop, it goes down in history as, you know, and that's one of the first things they did when they came over from Ireland. They got in and worked for the police department, because you got the shoes, you got the pension,
right?
But that's where you screwed up.
I know that. Absolutely. I'm still kicking myself. But that's a good thing. A great tradition and legacy of the Irish people is their work with the police and firefighters, and they do us proud.
They sure do, and I tell you, they don't get paid enough. They really
Absolutely
don't. All
not.
You have to do is experience one day with them, and you know that there's not enough pay to compensate them for what they have to experience every single day, and bring it home to their family.
Yeah.
That's
all that
the
stuff
hard part.
They see up, you know, close.
Yeah.
So get on the phone, or go online and go to 100clubofchicago.org.
No, 100clubchicago.org.
Okay.
And reach into your pocket, and we would appreciate a generous donation to allow us to continue to do the mission.
And then, just like Joe, you'll be getting into heaven.
That's right. It's guaranteed.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thank
God
you.
God bless you both.
Yeah, thank
Everybody,
you.
Everybody, please don't forget the 100 Club in your prayers and in your gifts. They're doing God's work. All right, we're going to take a break here on the Hibernian Radio. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
This is Mike Houlihan. I support CONCERN Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years, since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, CONCERN has saved and changed millions of lives. It's been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support CONCERN today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There is no more Irish thing you can do.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there, taping the Hibernian Radio Show at Lizzie McNeil's every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 10 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salads, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river, and tell them you were sent by your old pal, Hooli. Thanks. When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes are third generation, family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehy's took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRock, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
And we're back here on Hibernian Radio. Great night tonight at Mike Maher and Joe Ahern, two of the executives with a terrific organization, 100clubchicago.org. Give them some money. It'll go a long way, and you will be remembered. When you get to heaven, St. Peter's going to go, hey, wait, I know all your sins, but you gave $50 to the 100 Club back in 2019, so you get a pass. All right, Billy, could you please give me a hand with this? No, that's not right. I'm sorry. You know, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue, I look in the window of Ken's or Wrong's or Hart's or any of those great saloons, I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist. And he says to me, hey, Wooly, who died? Actually, we got a little piece of awful news. Our good friend Maeve Burke, who is our bartender at the Heritage Center for years and years and years, and still is, and is originally from Galway, and her lovely sister Deirdre, who whenever we go to Galway, we visit with Deirdre. Just a terrific gal and a their brother, Connor, just this weekend, he was out. Actually, it was Valentine's Day. He was out. He's 24 years old. The body of Galway man Connor Burke. The search has ended. Has found his body in the River Corrib over the weekend. The official death notice for Burke notes his date of death as 14th of February. It's the date he went missing. I can't tell you. I was following it on Facebook. Deirdre, first one to put it up that her brother was missing, and asked all for her prayers. And then Maeve hopped on a plane and flew over there to help with the search. And God rest his soul, Connor Burke. Such a shame to see such a young man go. So say a prayer for him and all the Burks. Also, Jim O'Neill of Mount Prospect died also on Valentine's Day, but Jim was 94 years old, God bless him. He was from Carrickmacross, County Monaghan, where our friend Sarah Hand is from and her family. After a childhood that produced many cherished memories, he moved to Chicago in 1949, Jim O'Neill. And he attended an Irish dance where he met Margaret Peggy Hederman, native of County Clare, Ireland, and the love of his life until far beyond her death in 1989. They married in 1952. They had five children, Hugh, Mary Kay, James Jr., Eileen, and Michael. Jim worked for 40 years as a CTA bus driver. He was known to say, "How did I get so lucky?" It was those who loved him were the lucky ones. Jim is survived by his children, Hugh O'Neill, and his wife, Sue, Mary Kay Fox, husband, Doug, James O'Neill Jr., his wife, Maggie, Eileen Henkinet, and husband, Rich, and Michael O'Neill and his wife, Kathy. God rest his soul. Jim O'Neill, 94. Also, Tom Convey, retired Chicago Fire Department, beloved husband of the late Janet, loving father of Thomas, Joe Jr., Michael, Terry, and Carrie. He was a native of Swinford, County Mayo. Say a prayer for him. He was a Korean War veteran, also a Chicago City of Chicago fireman for 38 years, Tom Convey. And here's one that hits close to home. Peg Reed, Margaret Peg Reed, beloved wife of the late Michael Joe, and the mother of Michael Jr., Thomas, John, and Robert. Peg was the librarian at the Irish American Heritage Center Library. Just a sweet lady and was very kind to me over the years. She's a longtime Southwest District Chief of the Chicago Public Library branches. And she was a doll, I gotta tell you. So she will be missed. Peg Reed. Also, Patrick P.J. Moran, age 70. And I think that's young now, now that I'm 70. Cherished husband of Sherry and the loving father of Christy, McCarr, and Molly. He was a police officer. He was a CPA. He was a Chicago CFO. What the heck is that? Oh, chief financial officer. And Jill. I left Jill out. Christy, McCarr, Jill, and Molly, and the four daughters. He was a master storyteller. A Shanaki. God rest his soul. PJ Moran. Only 70. Okay. PJOD gave me a whole bunch of them today. Mary M. Leahy. Mary Margaret Leahy. Where was she from? She was preceded in death by her husband, Morris Leahy. And her husband... Oh, she had two husbands. Her husband, Charles Robert Madsen. They had four children together. Her son was a specialist first class. What else have I got on Mary? Mary was a member of Gaelic Park Ladies Auxiliary and the Carey Association, of course, as well as Queen of Martyrs Parish Altar and Rosary Society. God rest his soul, her soul, Mary Margaret Madsen Leahy. Nora Hennigan. Nora was born in Rock Chapel, County Cork. She married Patrick Hennigan of Srah, County Mayo, loving mother of Kevin Hennigan. God rest her soul, Nora Hennigan. Also, this is interesting. You guys remember Jimmy Dooley, our friend from the Dooley Brothers. His mother-in-law died, Winnie Una Priest, age 86, of Chicago. She was born in Cashel County, Cavan, Ireland. And I know that she lived with Jimmy and his wife and the kids. So our condolences to them. Great family, and they lost their son, Jimmy, just about 6 months ago. It had to be tragic. So God rest her soul, Winnie Una Priest. She was a nurse, the mother-in-law of Jimmy Dooley and his wife, Anna Dooley. And I think that about does it for the crypt. Let's close up the crypt. And then let me tell you some news. Okay, folks. On a lighter note, now you know what? Every year the Gene Siskel Film Center puts on a terrific film festival. It's the European Union Film Festival. And they always pick a couple of Irish films. And this year they have two gems. One is called The Image You Missed. That's at Friday, March 15th and Monday, March 18th. I haven't seen that one yet. But the other one is Float Like a Butterfly. It's a film by Carmel Winters. It's got, I watch it, it's just terrific. And it's about a young girl, a tinker. Well, I shouldn't say that, actually. A traveler, sorry. She's a traveler, and she idolizes Muhammad Ali. He was champion of the world, and it takes place in the 60s. And it's just a terrific film about a young girl and women's empowerment and stuff like that. I know that sounds hokey, but it's just a great film. You'll be crying 5 minutes into it. And then at the end, it's a very uplifting, terrific film. And I told the filmmaker that Jamila Ali is a friend of mine, the daughter of Muhammad Ali, and they just went bonkers over that. So I'm going to bring Jamila and hopefully her sister Rashida and Jamila's husband Mike the Pickle Joyce. So that'll be March 29th at 8 p.m. Friday, March 29th, 8 p.m. at the Siskel Film Center, or Saturday night at 5 p.m., March 30th. You don't want to miss that. It's a terrific film. I can't say too much about it, but I'll be giving you more updates about that as we get closer to it. And I want to remind everyone to drop in and see our friends Mike Courtney and his wife Dawn at the Twisted Shamrock Irish Pub, 6462 South Central. It's one of the best Irish pubs in the Midway area. And Mike and Dawn will take good care of yous. I talked to Mike on the phone just the other night. So head out over there. I was there a couple weeks ago to see Liam Durkin. You know, the Irish American News has been bringing you the news important to the Irish in Chicagoland for over 40 years. If you like mostly good news and information from all facets of the Irish community, check out the Irish American News. You can advertise or subscribe. Call 847-872-0700 or email Cliff at IrishAmericanNews.com. Cliff will take good care of you. Hey, if you're headed over to Western Avenue tonight or anytime this weekend, stop in and say hello to our friends Mary and Bernard at Barney Callahan's Irish Pub, 10618 Southwestern. It's the perfect Southside Irish bar. There's always something going on there, and tell them Hooley sent you. And March 9th and 10th, they're kicking off St. Patrick's Day season at Barney Callahan's with Fela. It's a celebration of Irish culture. This two-day event will showcase traditional Irish music and dance. There's also workshops, food, and, of course, the drink. Our friend Emer Arkins, who went to Ireland with us last year, is going to be playing there, as well as Lawrence Nugent, the Nuge. So you don't want to miss that over at Barney Callahan's. And don't forget the 4th Annual Southside Irish Parade Film Festival. Saturday, March 2nd, they've got a children's film at 3 p.m., Song of the Sea, which is a classic. But then at 7 p.m., Black 47, just a terrific film. And it's in Irish but with subtitles. And it's a Western that takes place during the famine. Terrific. Another great Irish film. And because of the film festival, I'm lucky I get access to all these great films. So I can't recommend that one too highly. It is terrific. March 2nd, Saturday, 7 o'clock, over at the Beverly Arts Center. Go to www.beverlyartcenter.org. And that's being put on by our friend Tim McSweeney and his daughter, Maeve. So check that out. And I want to remind everybody, I'm going to Ireland in October, October 11th to the 19th, with the one and only Liam Durkin. And if you haven't heard about Liam's been on the Skinny and Hooley show many times. But Liam will be on our show March 6th. Come on down here to Lizzie's and hear this kid. We're going to tape two shows that night because Billy's going to Hawaii. And because of the holiday coming up, the St. Patrick's Day parade holiday. So that's going to be kind of our St. Patrick's Day parade party here for Hibernian Radio. On Wednesday, March 6th, we'll be doing two shows. And Liam will be putting on a concert here. We may even have a couple of guys from the Abbey Theater that are going to be performing over at Shakespeare Theater, a new play by Roddy Doyle called A Couple of Pints. But that's going to be a heck of a night. So join us in person over here at Lizzie's. The food and drink are excellent. You can sit right here with us and watch us put on the show. We'd love to have you join us, and you can listen to Liam Durkin. Maybe you can meet these guys from the Abbey Theater. We'd love to have you join us. Of course, Lizzie's is at 400 North McClure Court. Wednesday, March 6th. That is the Hibernian Radio Paddy's Day Party. Let's call it that, okay? And we'll give you a preview of the great Liam Durkin, who is a combination of Gordon Lightfoot and Paddy Riley. He's just a great Irish balladeer. So I think I got all the plugs in, Billy. So we're going to take another break here on Hibernian Radio. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside Cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982 when they started their first store where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000, 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero and tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
If you're looking for an office in the loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
Hey! Welcome back to High Burning Radio. Your old friend Mike Houlihan here with you. WSBC 1240 on your AM dial every Saturday night from 7 to 8. Now, you know what? Right after our show is the Hooley's Hooley. I'm pretty proud of those guys. Those are my sons, the Houlihan brothers, Bill and Patty, and their old pal, Clay O'Brien. Listen in, because it's pretty crazy and very funny stuff. And they're also part of our Hibernian Radio family. Hey, it is a family. What the heck? Also, if anybody has any ideas or, you know a first responder, a cop, a firefighter, a paramedic you think would be a good guest, they got to be Irish. Get in touch. MikeHoulihan7@gmail.com because we're always looking for great stories, and they all have great stories, and we're really honored to be featuring them. I think it's a new angle that we came up with and really hit pay dirt with it. And if you're interested in being a sponsor, if you want to get tied in with a sponsor, as a sponsor who salutes and respects and honors our first responders, that's what it's all about. That's why we're so thankful for our friends over at McCann's Irish Oatmeal and Mike Haggerty Buick GMC Volkswagen. So glad those guys stuck with us. And they believe in our cause in helping first responders and saluting them. And they all believe, as I do, that blue lives matter. So keep that in mind. If you want to get your product associated with a terrific cause, we can help you with that too. Okay. Oh, no. Here, there's another thing I got to plug. Our old friend, John Mayhall. Not John Mayhall, but John Mayhall. Not the guy from the 60s. The Irish Heritage Singers, he's with the Irish Heritage Singers, are going to present their St. Patrick's concert, Portraits of Ireland, featuring choral settings of Irish poetry, contemporary Irish pieces, sing-along pub favorites, and more at 3 p.m. on Sunday, March 3rd. That's coming up. 3 p.m. Sunday, March 3rd at the Skokie Theater, 7924 Lincoln Avenue in Skokie. Tickets are $20. This is the Heritage Singers' fifth annual concert at the theater. It's a downtown Skokie landmark built in 1912 and renovated into an acoustically perfect concert hall in 2006. For information and tickets, visit www.skokietheater.com/Irish Heritage Singers HTML. You'll find it. Or just call 847-677-7761. Maybe we'll do a ticket giveaway next week on that. But it's a great group. If you've never heard the Irish Heritage Singers, they are just terrific. There's got to be about 30 or 40 of them. All ages. Just a beautiful sound. So check it out. And now, Billy, I think it is time to go. We're going to go someplace now, right? We're going to go to Hooley Town.
Deep, deep in deep, the south side deep. Of Chicago.
Get me out of here.
So deep, deep. All deep. The way up to 93rd Street.
Get me out of here, please.
Across the tracks where they only spoke Yaki Dak.
Oh.
And the people barely survived on a strict diet of crunchy bunks and bamboo.
Hey, man, you want another drink?
Yes.
Can I get you two?
This is almost 70 years we're talking.
70 when years?
The what?
Oh.
Something entered his cranium.
His cranium?
And wormed around his frontal lobes and took him to a state of mind.
Mind.
Hidden place on the other side of bunkers.
Welcome.
A crazy, silly, screwy.
Have a seat.
Known as
Hoolytown. Welcome to Hoolytown. Don't stay too long, though.
How come?
Because you might not come back. Welcome to Hoolytown.
Why, thank you.
And you're welcome.
Yeah. Welcome to Hoolytown. My favorite part of the show. You know what, Billy? I hope you could maybe give me a hand with this door on Hoolytown. That's it. Push it, 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 push it. Gwyneth Paltrow denies causing Utah ski crash. Claims she's the victim.
Who cares?
Late actor John Wayne's racist and homophobic 1971 Playboy interview resurfaces. Cardi B goes off on Jussie Smollett. According to her, Black History Month is ruined.
Who cares?
Lisa Vanderpump reveals why she left the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills premiere party early. How dare she?
Who cares?
Kristen Thompson cheated on Khloe Kardashian with Kylie Jenner's best friend, Jordan Woods.
Who cares?
Bill Cosby targeted by mass murderer in prison.
Who cares?
Dolly Parton denies ongoing rumors that she's a lesbian.
Who cares?
And finally, Kirk Douglas is battling memory loss at 102.
Who cares?
Cross it up. Push it, push it, push it, push it, push it, push it. Billy, let me climb up there. There's a latch at the top. I got to get that and close it because I don't want... Oh, beautiful. Ah, thanks. Whew, I'll tell you what. I don't believe that Dolly Parton rumor for a second. Not for a second because I'm a fan. Speaking of which, you know what is funny? You know, this big thing is this Jussie Smollett thing. That happened right around the corner from us here at Lizzie's. It's literally like 30 feet away. Well, it allegedly happened. And, you know, it's funny because that night I had my MAGA hat in my car and someone stole it out of the back seat. So it could have happened. Hi, Yolanda. We're on the air. our old pal Yolanda's with us here tonight. All right, a couple of little jokes. Since we're in Hoolytown, we can kind of get away with this kind of stuff. An eight-year-old girl asked her father, "Daddy, what is sex?" Father is somewhat surprised that she would ask such a question, but he reckons if she's old enough to ask the question, then surely she's old enough for a straight answer. So the dad proceeds to tell his young daughter all about the birds and the bees. After a brief explanation, the little girl appears a little pale and wide-eyed in disbelief. "By the way, dear, why do you ask?" Dad says. The little girl replies, "Mommy told me to tell you that dinner would be ready in just a couple of secs." Okay. I just want to pick out a good one for you, folks. Oh, this is pretty good. Doris Mason, a lovely lady living in Bridgeport, answered a knock at the door one day. Thank you, yes. And she was confronted by a well-dressed young man carrying a vacuum cleaner. "Good morning, ma'am," said the young man. "If I could take a couple of minutes of your time, I'd like to demonstrate the very latest in vacuum cleaners." "Go away," said Doris brusquely. "I'm broke. I haven't got any money for newfangled conceptions." And she proceeded to close the door. Contraptions. Sorry. That's why I need my glasses for this. "I have no time for newfangled contraptions." And she proceeded to close the door. Quick as a flash, the young man wedged his foot in the door and pushed it wide open. "Don't be in a hurry. Don't be too hasty. Not until you have at least seen my demonstration." And with that, he emptied a bucket of horse manure onto her dining room carpet. "Now, if this vacuum cleaner does not remove all traces of this horse manure right from your carpet, madam, I will personally eat the remainder." Doris stepped back and said with a smile, "Well, let's get you a spoon, young man, because ComEd just shut off my power this morning." Yeah, you're in Hoolytown. That's why we can do this stuff here in Hoolytown. Okay, Charlie's wife, Lucy, had been after him for several weeks to paint the seat of their toilet. Finally, he got around to doing it while Lucy was out. after finishing, he left to take care of some business and went to him before she returned. She came in and undressed to take a shower. Before getting in the shower, she sat on the toilet. As she tried to stand up, she realized that the not-quite-dry epoxy paint had glued her to the toilet seat. About that time, Charlie got home, and he realized her predicament. They both pushed and pulled without any help. Finally, in desperation, Charlie undid the toilet seat, and wrapped both Lucy and the seat around herself and Charlie and drove her to the hospital emergency room. The ER doctor got her into a position where he could study how to free her. Lucy tried to lighten the embarrassment of it all by saying, "Well, doctor, I bet you've never seen quite anything like this before." The doctor replied, "Actually, madam, I've seen lots of them. I've just never seen them framed and mounted like this." Okay. As we walk down... Oh, I got some important facts for you as we head down the road to Hooleytown. Okay. Number four, death is the number one killer in the world. Did you know that? Nobody knows that. Number eight, life is sexually transmitted. Number seven, good health is merely the slowest possible rate at which you can die. Number six, men have two emotions, hungry and horny, and they can't tell them apart, so if you see a gleam in his eye, make him a sandwich. Give a person a fish and you feed them for a day. Teach a person to use the internet and they won't bother you for weeks, months, maybe years. I'll tell you, number four, health nuts are going to feel pretty stupid someday lying in the hospital dying of nothing. And all of us could take a lesson from the weather. It pays no attention to criticism. Don't worry about old age, because it doesn't last that long, unfortunately. So, folks, every Saturday night here, WSBC 1240 on your AM dial. Come on down to Lizzie's on March 6th. We'd love to have you join us. We got Liam Durkin. He's going to be doing songs. He'll be having a concert. We're going to have his food, booze, everything. It'll be the Hibernian Radio St. Paddy's Day party. If you're interested in our trip to Ireland, you can get all the details. I'll have brochures for everybody. You can meet Liam. Listen to this kid. He's amazing talent, just outstanding. And we're going to have a lot of fun. But next week, we'll also have a lot of fun. So we will see you then. And we will see you later. Bye. God bless you all.
And I buckled up my shoes. And then I started walking. And I started walking. Oh, I started walking. I just buckled up my shoes.